Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, thank you guys for holding. Sitting on the Honda Lincoln Hotline, Nick is about to hit you with trivia. Nick Trivia, chance to win $15. He'll ask the question, and the folks from Upside Bar and Lounge have provided their services. If you can answer Nick's question, first up is Scott. Let's bring in Scott. Scott, what's up?
Nothing. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. So, Nick Trivia. Nick, are you ready, kind sir?
I am. Scott, how do you feel about college football playoff trivia?
Well, I'll give her a shot.
All right, man. So the college football playoff got rolling in, I think, 2014. How many teams from the Pac-12 conference have made it into the college football playoff? And who are the teams?
I think it was one, and I think it was Oregon.
Wow, Scott. Nice work, man. You won $15. Oh, that's wrong?
Wow.
Timeout.
Oh. 2016. Oh. Washington made it in. But
so Washington did make it.
Oregon made it in 2014, lost in the championship game. So Oregon's the only one that made it to the
championship game.
So he's right.
So he's right.
He's right in that. Kay. But Washington is the only one that's made it. So well done. We'll give him that one.
Okay.
We'll give
We'll give him that. Wait, so Oregon's made
no,
it
look,
to
look, look, look at Connor. He said no. Look at bad dad over there.
We'll bring in the rules analyst.
This is our team, Blandino.
Well, you asked how many teams, how many Pac-12 teams have made the playoffs?
Made the playoff.
Two.
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 Oregon. Not one.
Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Oregon is not correct. It's half correct.
Yes.
Unless we're doing free giveaways for
See, this is what Judge Happer is for.
Happer, you be the call.
It's technically incorrect.
Okay,
you can play it.
Okay, there it is.
Mr. Technicality.
We're going to go with the judge.
Dean Blandino says no.
Technical Tom over there.
This is. That's fair.
I just don't want to spread false information.
No, that's fine. There it is.
What an upstanding citizen.
See, this is what you have. This is why you have Judge Happer. This is what normally we're working.
He had no problem step moseying in over there and step in there too. Look, he grabbed that mic like a champion too.
That's right.
All right,
I'll be the bad guy.
We can move on here. I got another question.
I know you do. Let's go. I believe it's Steve. Steve is on line two.
Look at little Mikey.
Steve, what's up?
Little Mikey. Hello.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nick has another trivia question. Nick?
All right, Steve. Who is the leading receiver in the NFL right now in terms of receiving yards?
Oh.
Dang.
He went tough. He put a caveat on it.
That's a good one.
I thought it was going to be a college football playoff.
Well, see, I butchered that question, man, so I mean.
Okay. Since I have him on my fantasy team, it should be easy. I think it's Cooper Kupp.
It is.
Trust yourself, Steve. Yeah. Trust yourself.
Nice job, Steve.
Golden.
That's excellent.
Well, I feel bad for Scott, man.
Scott, I did Scott dirty. Scott can try again next week.
I kind of feel bad.
You just did it in the only way that you know how to.
No, so in 2014, Oregon went in. They won.
They beat Florida State, right?
Yeah, they won in the Rose Bowl, and then they lost in the championship game. And then Washington lost in the Peach Bowl. So they went in and got thumped and got out. Because here's through all the conversation about USC, LSU, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Everybody talks about all these programs that are moving in the right direction. And as Jay likes to say, not everybody in NFL is really –
trying to win in a Super Bowl. Well, the same thing applies in college football. That the reality is, ready for this? That in the last 15 years, SEC champion, SEC, ACC, SEC, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, ACC, SEC, 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 SEC. Everybody ain't about that life. Everybody's not about, like, everybody thinks that people are mad at Notre Dame. Look, don't be mad at Notre Dame. They doing whatever, they just doing what everybody else is doing better. They, at least they made it there. But I'll ask you quick, how many teams in the last 15 years have, how many actual schools have won a national title in the last 15 years?
15.
So you, but of the 15.
I know, there's a lot of duplicates.
Yeah, well, Alabama's got what, 7?
Right? And then Auburn for 1 year, LSU for a year, Florida for a year.
Clemson.
Florida State.
Oregon's lost
Ohio
twice.
Ohio State and Clemson twice.
Yeah.
Or LSU twice and Clemson twice. That's it. That's it. Everybody think they got a shot at the prom queen. No, that's not how this works.
Well, what's wild is that's why they created, that was one of the reasons they said that they created the playoff for, was that to create.
No. That was to distract you and get more of your money.
Well, yes.
The reality
that's what
they
said.
You with the banana
that
the
is
tailpipe.
What they said.
They caught you with the banana and tailpipe. Is that
group of five schools could have a chance, but no.
When they said group of five, they actually meant five schools.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Alabama, Clemson,
right,
not
like
even
they
Florida State
they,
anymore.
They hit you with the Lincoln Riley. We said group of five schools.
Yeah.
Not the ones you're thinking about, but technically we said group of five.
Yeah, we don't mean conferences. We mean five actual schools.
Right.
That's it. Like, if you are not Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Florida, you are really outside looking in. And when people talk about Dan Mullen, look, I get what he did, but while he was riding Urban's coattail. A lot of that's Urban.
When he was there the first time? You mean,
right. Just, so you're talking about Urban, Dabo, Nick Saban, then everybody else. Everybody else. Every now and then somebody sneak in the door.
So how much money would you go to Urban right now down there to Jacksonville, down to TPC Sawgrass, knock on the door, Urbano? This is what I'm paying you right now to come to Notre Dame.
You got
to
buy out Jacksonville.
I'm just asking you how much you paying him a year. I don't care about Jacksonville.
No, I'm doing the math. I'm doing.
How much are you going to pay him at Notre Dame when he's there?
When Notre Dame calls Urban, they will offer Urban $15 million a year.
15. I'm not doubting that they wouldn't make
$15 million
paid.
A year.
Nick Saban would be hot.
But that's why Notre Dame does it.
It'd be hot, and then he would go home and talk to Miss Terry, and Miss Terry would get him even more crunk, and then Nick Saban would just dominate.
Miss Terry, you see Miss Terry popped up on Twitter.
Yeah, because she gives a hug at him. Miss Terry was talking junk, then she seen Nick. Nick started laughing, like, look at my wife.
Look, if you guys don't know the Miss Terry story, look, I can't tell you everything, but go online and find out Miss Terry. Miss Terry is the boss. The boss.
Yeah, she runs the show.
Right?
But did you see Nick Saban in the locker room, though?
Look, he told you.
I knew Nick Saban was cool when I seen him doing the electric slide, though, man. And he just jumped right in there.
Right? Like,
because I can see Nick Saban say, okay, look, our dinner party at 8:15, 8:16, we will start doing the electric slide. We will be done at 8:20. From 8:20, we will have hors d'oeuvres.
And Terry taught him. Miss Terry taught him. Miss Terry's like, listen, man, you got to learn this dance, Nick. And they're like, no, honey, you're going to learn this dance. We got places we need to go, and you got to learn the electric slide. And then they caught him on video. And then, look. As much as I like to kick Nick Saban in the shin and run, that's an OG, triple OG gangster of monumental proportion. And Dabo, as much as, again, I'd like to throw pebbles at his window from across the street, he handles that business well.
Yeah, he does well down there.
And that's it. Those are the three.
Yeah, but we're about to see what Dabo's going to be about next year.
So
we're going to see what Dabo's about next year, though.
Right? So you talk about, well, he's 8-3, so he ain't that bad, right?
No, but we're going to see if he's about that life, though.
Well, when the real money starts flowing elsewhere and he's supposed to retire like he said he was?
Dabo's a snake oil salesman. That's what he is.
So who's, if on the Mount Rushmore of coaches, if it's Urban, Dabo, Saban. Who's number four?
What are you talking about this time or this day?
Yeah,
time?
Like, I mean, because
Urban's not even in college.
Well,
he
but in
count.
The recent history, because again, in the last 15 years, he's won two titles, right? So, or three?
I don't think he's in the top four, but how close is Bob Stoops?
I'm asking the question. Stoops doesn't have a chip.
No.
He doesn't have a chip.
Didn't he win one in 2000? No, 2000 was.
Brian Kelly is non-existent. He hasn't won. Can't give him credit for not winning stuff. Who's number four? Right? And people think, when people talk about coaches changing jobs, not all jobs are equal and not all coaches are equal. Just because you do the same thing don't mean you have the same value. If Brian Kelly, if
Pete
you extended
Carroll.
It to 20 years, Pete Carroll's the next
Pete
guy,
Carroll's
right?
In there. How long has he been in Seattle?
Right? So you would think 20 years, because that was the last USC run with Bush and Leiner and those guys, right? So when people think about it, that's who USC was. When you think of USC, think of them in that run. Think of Ohio State / Florida / Utah.
Utah?
Well, he put them undefeated, and they went down and rolled Alabama to let everybody know they're a legitimate program. Like, Utah wasn't even on the map before Urban. And when they went to Sugar Bowl and rolled Alabama, and that was Kyle, but that was Urban's team. Who's number four? Somebody said Jimbo Fisher.
He might, I don't know. That's all up for debate.
Yeah, well, so there's not much input.
People could say Brian Kelly. People could say, heck, you could even say, you can't raise it. I was gonna say like Barry Alvarez, but you could say the whole Wisconsin program. I mean, Barry Alvarez, how many times did he came out of retirement to coach a bowl game and win?
He's just playing with people,
right?
Coach O?
No.
Well, he got a win.
No.
Remember, he's won 70% of his games though, right? 80% of his games.
Coach Ogeron is not in there.
Isn't his winning percentage around? Well, at least at LSU, it's around 80%.
I'm curious what you guys think. Did Chip Kelly's coaching career get worse? Is it worse now?
He should have stayed.
Yeah.
Should have stayed
at Oregon?
At Oregon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going to the NFL.
But guess what got him over into Philly? That Quan does a lot of things. Is that Quan? Do you know what the Quan is?
Yeah.
Okay then. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. He went. That Quan is serious.
That money is legit. So is somebody said Harbaugh. I think Day
over Harbaugh.
Day may have. I mean, you know, right? That Ryan Day.
Ryan Day is a better coach than Harbaugh.
Right?
Ryan Day just lost his first conference game.
Jim Harbaugh is a clown.
Well, that's why I keep busting his chops. Because
he's a straight clown.
No, like, Ryan Day, that's what I found out, is Ryan Day just lost his first conference game. He's 26-1
okay.
In conference games.
So, Edo is 71% at LSU, but his career, he's 58%. So, that would remove him from that discussion.
Yeah, I mean, it's all subjective,
right? But so then we know the three programs that are elite, right?
What is that?
So Alabama, mm-hmm. Clemson, mm-hmm. Ohio State.
Yeah.
Who's four?
You could probably say Oklahoma. They've been in it the most, right?
They've been.
Or Notre Dame. I mean, they've been in there and got the brakes beat off them. Hey, you remember what's his name? Ed Lacy?
Yeah.
Running through Manti Te'o. Hey.
Oh.
When they had
that was
the
right after the fake girlfriend.
Right, but they had the number one defense. Ed Lacy, and Ed Lacy ate himself out of the league, was rolling them cats.
Ed Lacy was mental.
Was a problem.
Because he enjoyed the physicality.
Then he couldn't figure out his weight in Green Bay, right? That's what happened to him?
Yeah, he ate himself.
Yeah, he couldn't get his, get his weight figured
out.
Hey,
they got some serious bratwurst up there, though, man. I'm going to tell you this. I went to the Wisconsin game. I think when J.J. Watt and those guys were up there when we played up there. I never drank so much beer and ate so many brats in my life.
Yeah, the Watt family goes different.
No, I'm not just in Wisconsin. No, forget Watt, but I'm just saying.
Well, they came down to Houston and tailgated. And the Watt tailgate in Texas was ridiculous. Like the food was bigger than this room. It was remarkable. So somebody says Georgia. Where do you put Georgia? Georgia wins this year because of their, again, they were two plays away from winning it 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
They were up
28-0 at halftime
and lost the game
because Tua came in. Yeah, they should have won it that year.
So does this put them at number four? Does that put them as the other program?
No, they ain't won nothing.
Okay. How good of a coach is Kirby Smart?
We'll see. This year matters. Right, Jay?
Genuine question.
If he don't win it this year, he ain't never going to win it. Mm-mm. If he does not win it this year, I don't want to hear any excuses.
Because he's a prohibitive favorite.
Because Kirby Smart's the same dude that didn't put Justin Fields over Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm.
Talking about we got a starter. You score 5 points in against the Texas when they had homeboy from Texas talking about we back. No, you ain't.
No, you are not.
You back in the coaching carousel.
You are not.
And I guarantee you, homeboy is not sleeping nice down there in Austin, even though he probably got a fat pad.
He got a nice
Sarkisian. And what did I tell you? Remember when I told you? I said it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
That game against Oklahoma is the first paragraph in his obituary of his death in coaching at Texas. You cannot lose that game the way he lost that game.
I don't think the coaching carousel has stopped. I think it's just getting started.
Well, it's just like the NFL. It's always the normal play. You know, say like, you know, like, well, last year the Jets, you know, teams that you know they're going to look for a new coach.
Well, they just switch them.
And
just
it's always a surprise out there. Mm-hmm. And this year's surprise might be Lincoln Riley going to USC. There's always that surprise like, oh, man, I'd never thought about him going somewhere. Boom. He's there.
Well, and now
– then what is it? The Florida hired the dude from Louisiana?
Billy Napier.
Then what, Florida State hired homeboy from Memphis, Norvell?
Like, he didn't get the dude from Louisiana
State. Yeah,
Norvell
is not
good. He got the dude from Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you look at their schedule, them beating Georgia State should not be the measuring stick to get you a job. Wow.
But they hired him quick, though.
They got him because they got the dude they wanted. He understood. From a coaching standpoint, he did the things that they're going to need. I didn't think that he did it at Louisiana Lafayette, and that would be enough. But at 11-1, and they gave Texas a run with that with even a lower level of talent. So that plays into it.
Well, what do we think Clay Helton's thinking right now? Took a job at Georgia State a month and a half, 2 months ago, and now all this is opening up.
Does Lane Kiffin stay?
Not necessarily saying Clay Helton is going to go to LSU or capable of that, but whoever takes that job, like a Louisiana Lafayette – Clay Helton didn't necessarily have a bad record at USC, just did not hold up to expectations. And
Clay Helton
sure
might, have to have the, hey, look, man, it's been nice knowing you for a couple months. I'm out.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Jay? Where should Helton be? Like what level?
Oh, he could be a power five. He's a power five.
Vanderbilt coach. Sort of level? Is that
yeah,
too?
See, like back when
nobody
it back when he announced that he was going to Georgia State, or they agreed, that was when Luke Fickell's name before he confirmed and everything. And I thought, okay, if Luke Fickell takes a Power Five job, Cincinnati could be a place for or a school like that
school
at that level. At that level,
I thought Georgia Tech for
that's what I was just about to say. Georgia
that could
Tech.
Be a good one. Yeah,
I thought Georgia Tech would be kind of the nice spot for him. So
They have to go away from that triple option though.
Okay, so Jay, create this fictional university. Let's call them Popeyes University, okay? Popeyes University, and they need an offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, receivers coach, line coach. In what order should they hire them to get it right? Get it right. Because you can't hire a line coach without knowing what system is going to be in play. You can't hire a quarterbacks coach until you know what receivers you can – what type of receivers you're going to need for that system, right? So,
but you ain't changing the system, so you can't.
So, okay, so if they're not going to change the system, then...
Well, I don't know if they ain't changing the system.
Well, this is... You're the athletic director,
it's Popeye's University, Jay.
You're the athletic director.
Oh, who I'm hiring. Okay.
Yeah, right. In what order? Not who, but order?
I'm asking the head coach.
Okay, so
you... we're going to work in unison.
Right? So it's... For you, as a player, former player, you would want to know who the defensive coordinator is.
If I'm a player on the team, I don't care who's coaching. I mean, I do care who's coaching me.
I've heard you say otherwise.
I don't really care. I mean, I care who's coaching, but I really don't because I feel like I'm going to make it work anyways.
So if you're
a player.
The 3-4 defensive coordinator versus a 4-3.
4-3, don't matter. Still football. There's one football. Go get it. I mean, yeah, there's defenses that might be more suitable for me personally, but you're going to have to be successful playing football regardless, unless they're asking me to line up and play nose guard. Then I'm not going to do that. Then I'm in the transfer portal. That's not happening. So, I played in the bubble. That's so I was essentially sometimes a 3 technique, but right. you got to make it work, right? So, you know, I wouldn't really – like, if I'm a player, I'm welcoming the challenge. One, if I'm already, established player or I played a lot last year,
okay.
I already have the leg up on competition because they're looking in and they know this is a known product, especially if I performed well.
Okay.
Now, everything within reason. If the offensive coordinator coming in and they're trying to run, like, the, you know, Army, you know, Veer, and you're a receiver, then, yeah, then let's just take all those because people will text.
That's an extreme.
The hypothetical,
that's
extreme, right?
That's an
so
extreme.
Everything within reason, you know, if you're getting a, you know, if I'm a receiver and he's coming in, he's going to be, like, 50-50 run, 60-40 pass or whatever, you know, it is, I'm going to get my chances. I just got to go out and perform. So whether it's a new coach coming in, then he's going to, I'm assuming, ideally coach me harder and make me better, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do outside of the normal coaching to add on to that to be the best player I can be. And then also, if I'm a player that really probably maybe didn't get a chance or maybe I was a little dinged up and then didn't get my, you know, the same equal chance because I got dinged up in camp or dinged up during the season or, you know, where you miss your opportunity, well, then this is the perfect opportunity for me, right? And then if I'm the – you know, if I'm a present day offensive lineman and we just underperformed and, you know, wasn't, you know, a consistent bright spot for the team and I'm on that line, well, number one, I'm getting a new coach. So hopefully everybody's going to have to start on a clean slate. You know, I don't think they're going to go and be able to bring in 5 new starters, right? Or 7 new guys, like rotation. You know what I mean? Everything can. So, but you still got a chance that you got a new coach that you can go under his coaching, his techniques, and become a better player. So, yeah, you should look and be, you know who's going to come in because you'd like to see what type of offense he runs or whatever or what type of coach he has. But ultimately, it's a good opportunity to continue to prove yourself because nobody on the team has a year's worth of tape that doesn't need any fine-tuning. That's nobody on that team – regardless of who comes back or playing, is like, you know what, I've arrived. Nobody.
So you're saying Popeye University needs everything?
No, I'm just saying it you know, I would work in – if I'm the AD, I'm working in unison with the coach, and then we're going to – I mean, obviously, you're going to lay out what you're seeing. Then, obviously, if you know, you can't tell me that you want to run, you know, spread offense and you bring in, you know, somebody from Army that's running a triple option. Well, that's just not adding up. So if it's somebody you believe in and then they interview well, then you go from there. I mean, I wouldn't put – now, I'm assuming the easy choice would be offensive coordinator, right? But the quickest, you know, fix is – I mean, not in my opinion. I think, you know, you got to make sure you get the line straight. I'm a big believer that you win football games on the line of scrimmage and then also you're able to lessen the talent gap by the line of scrimmage and consistently be in ball games. And I think that Nebraska and their coaching staff is good enough recruiters and will be that they'll be able to go out and compete on the specialty positions or, you know, guys out there on the outside or, you know, all the fancy guys. But ultimately, we got to – and that's what they've done at times. You know, they've got bigger along the lines. Now, you know, obviously offensive line needs a, you know, coach or whatever. And you got to go from there.
Well, I'll ask you this and get your answer when we come back. But – I want to know your approach to the transfer portal. because some people think it's the easiest way to a shorter bridge to getting better. Some people feel like having talent long in the game will matter. But I'll ask you your opinion on the transfer portal when we come back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.